Okay, so what I want to do today is I want to really analyze one pasuk in the Torah. This pasuk is the, maybe it's a blessing, maybe it's a predictor, maybe it's a charge that Yaakov has for Yehuda. Now, before Yaakov, I guess, blesses everyone, or he gives everyone a charge, he tells them their future. That there's a, we have to understand what Yaakov is doing, because in Perek Mem Tes he gathers everyone together. In Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Aleph, the Torah tells us Vayikra Yaakov El Banav, so he calls his kids together, Vayomer, and he says to them, Hey Asfu Vagida Lachem, Esa Asher Yikra Eschem Bacharis Hayamim. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen Bacharis Hayamim, the end of the days. Sounds like what? What does it sound like?
Mashiach.
Sounds like Mashiach, right? I don't know if it, I don't know if like in the we really haven't been introduced to to the concept of Mashiach, at least on a pshat level at this point in the Torah, or at some point in the future, right? At the end of days, at some point in the future, then he tells different children what's going to happen. And then, in the context of his blessing or his predictor to Yehuda, he makes this statement, which we sort of understand on a simple level, but then there are a lot of terms that are a little bit difficult. In Pasuk Yud, he says, "Lo yaser shevet mi Yehuda, umechokek mi bein raglav, ad ki yavo Shiloh, v'lo yikas amim." So the shevet, I guess that's the staff, will not leave Yehuda, and Mechokek also seems to be some kind of scepter from his feet. Ad until Shiloh comes, she and to him yikas amim. It's also a strange phrase. So, on the surface, what does it mean that lo yaseh shem Yehuda mechokek b'mei raglav? That the what does the staff symbolize? Probably, right. Power. So the power won't leave Yehuda. We are familiar with Yehuda being like the Malchus, the kingdom was given to Yehuda. He's going to be the Melech. So we see that leadership or power should not leave Yehuda until.
Could be the kids, you know, I mean, Ben.
Yeah, right. So right, for his kids. And until Shiloh comes. Okay, so first of all, I wanna ask a few questions. Number one is, what's the difference between a shevet and a mechokek? There's a shevet and a mechokek. Number two, what or who is Shiloh? Right, that's a strange term. Is it a place? Is it a person? Is it a thing? And what's this yikas amim? And to him, yikas amim. Amim means nations. Yikas is also a very strange, a very uncommon word. And is this a command? Is this a charge to his children, to other people? Is it a promise? Is it a predictor of the future? And was this declaration even fulfilled? If many of us on the surface perhaps understand this as saying that the Melucha should vest in Yehuda, all the kings should come from Yehuda, and we know that's not true. Because we know that that Shaul did not come Shevet Yehuda. We had the Malchei Yisrael, we had the Chashmonaim, and there was a long time when there were no kings. So, what does this mean? What is this? How is this fulfilled?
Old and Nisim also came from Yehuda, right? Old and Nisim.
What do you mean?
You know, the from Hillel, he was from
Oh,
Yehuda,
the
right?
Rashi Galios, the
Rashi
exilarchs may have come.
Galios and also all the Nisim.
Okay,
Both
okay. But does that mean that there will be leadership forever from Yehuda? Like, what does this mean exactly? How do we understand this? So we'll share. I'll share. There are many different approaches. You can break it into three categories, but I'm going to share with you four different opinions. The first two are probably similar, with slight difference. So the first, it's referring to kingship, that Shevet Miyehuda Umachokik Mibein Raglav. It's talking about eternal leadership, eternal kingship. So the Ramban is very famous for this position. He understands Bachris Hayamim as we would tend to understand the end of days, Yumosa Mashiach. And he says that's what it means, Ad Ki Yavo Shiloh. We're going to see Shiloh refers to the Mashiach. The question is, how does the word Shiloh refer to Mashiach? We'll have to see in the next Ramban. So Ad Ki Yavo Shiloh V'lo Yikademin. So it means that the Melucha will not leave from Yehuda even and up until the Messianic era. So from some point until the Messianic era, the Melucha will not leave from Shevet Yehuda, or should not leave from Shevet Yehuda. Because he's telling you what's going to happen until Achris Hayimim, the end of days. So let's read a little more in depth what the Ramban holds. Ramban says, Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, Ein Inyan Shelo Yosu Lo'olam. Doesn't mean that it will never leave forever. Ki Kasuv, he cites Psukim from the Tochacha, from the admonition, Parshas Kisava, Yolech Hashem, Oscha, Vesmakacha, Shir Takim, Alechal Goya, Shelo Yadata, Tavavusecha. Hashem's going to drag us and our kingship and our kings into a land, to a nation that we don't know. Vehine Hemu Malkam Begola. We're not going to be ruled by kings from Yehuda for eternity, because there will be times when we're going to be in Galus. Elam Od Malfisarim. There's a time we're in Galus that we don't have kings and officers. V'yamim Rabim. And for many days, Ein Melech B'Yisrael. There are no kings amongst Yisrael. Vanavi. So it can't be that Yaakov is saying that from now on, kings are going to be from, or from maybe for even from when we became a nation, that kings are going to be from Yehuda. We didn't have kings for a long time. And the Navi here, I guess, referring to, right, he's not promising that Klal Yisrael won't go into captivity because there'll be a king Yehuda. So what is Yaakov really saying? What's his prophecy here? Or his charge, or his Shelo Yasur Shevet Miyehuda El Chad Me'echav, that the power, the kingship, will not leave Yehuda and go to another one of his brothers. Kimalchus Yisrael HaMoshel Aleya Bimaniyya, that when there is a reigning king from Yisrael, it will be from Yehuda. Vloim Shalechad Be'echav Alav, and none of his brothers will rule over him. V'chelo Yasur Mechokek mi bein raglav. So what's a mechokek? Shekol mechokek Yisrael shebiyado tabas ha-melech mi-beder yiyu. Seems that anyone who has the power from the king. So it seems that the Shevet refers to the king, and the mechokek means someone who has authority from the king. And he hu yimshol v'yatzer b'chol Yisrael v'lo chosim ha-malchus. So either the king or someone who has the authority from the king will all come from Shev Yehuda. Ad ki yavo shilo, until the coming of Shilo. V'lo yikask kol hamim lasot kulam kirtono. So I guess lo yikask hamim refers to all the nations will be obedient to the king. Lo yikask hamim, until the Mashiach comes, when all nations will be obedient to him. V'zeh Mashiach. This is Mashiach. Ki ha-shevet. What's shevet? That's Yirmoz le-David shu ha-melech harishon shelo shevet malchus. That's referring to David ha-melech. And what's Shilo? Who beno, that's his son, Shelo Yikas Hamim. So Shilo referred.
Whose son?
Well, I guess his descendant. In other words, Shilo refers to the descendant of David, who will be the Mashiach.
It's interesting, Yehuda had a child named Shilo, no?
No, Shela.
Shela, but the same spelling.
Yeah, interesting, yeah.
I don't know,
but the kingship came from Peretz, but yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Just interesting.
Yeah. Vakasuva zeh remes, ki remes ki Yaakov imlicha shev Yehuda alachav orish liYehuda memshal Yisrael, and the pasuk here hints that Yaakov caused the Malchi Yehuda to the shev Yehuda to rule over his brothers, and Yehuda gave the inheritance of the rulership to Yehuda. Vamar lo Yosef, one means it's not going to pass from him. Lirmos ki imloch shevet achalal Yisrael, there'll be one. He's saying that there will be another. When he's saying lo yasur shevet Yehuda, It means that once Yehuda becomes the king, once someone from Yehuda becomes the king, then it won't leave. But what does that mean? It means that there will be someone before him. Once a king comes from Sheva Yehuda, then it won't leave. But there will be someone before Sheva Yehuda. Who is that? That is Shaul. And why was there Shaul? So Rabban says, Ki bavur shedavar sha'ela samalchus beis ahi nitav etz ha-kodesh baruch hu, lo rotze lahamlich aleyem min ha-sheva shelo ha-malchus shelo yosu men al-olamim v'nosu lahem malchus sha. So this goes into the famous question, was God displeased when the Bnei Yisrael asked for a king in the days of Shmuel? Rabban takes the view that God was displeased, therefore he only gave them a temporary king. Okay. So
I wanted to say that Shaul, that's what the word borrowed.
Temporary. Very good. And so, and then what the Ramban needs to do is he needs to explain how the kings. So he answers for Shaul. He says Shaul was beforehand. So what Yaakov's promise is that once the kingdom comes from Yehuda, from Sheva Yehuda, the kings, then you can't have anyone else. If there's a leader, he has to come from Sheva Yehuda. So he's dealt with Shaul. And now you still have to deal with Malchus Yisrael. You still have to deal with the Chashmonaim. So he explains. You skip a little bit. Videi called him. Right. So he says, "Lefi dati, seems to me, Hayom lachim malchim al Yisrael mishar shvatim achrei David ovri baldas aviam umaviri nachla." So it seems that he says that they violated the kings who ruled over Yisrael after David violated Yaakov's charge. So they relied on the fact that Achia Shiloni, the prophet who anointed Yeravam, said, "I'm doing this because I'm going to oppress the descendants of David."
That I think there are many that say that that is what Shiloh is Achia Shiloni.
Ah, Achia Shiloh. Ah, so we're going to see. Rabbeinu Bachaye,
Achia took it away from him because he took it away from the Chabam, so it lasted until Achia Hashimoni took it away, so it was Shiloh.
Yeah, so, we're going to see the Rashbam, we'll get to the Rashbam. He actually says there was also Shiloh where they inaugurated Rechavam, but it could be the It could refer to the same thing, Herbie. But we're going to see. Right. So at least the Ramban says it refers to Mashiach. Because he says it's going to be forever. And he says that therefore the kings, the Malchus, the kings of Malchus Yisrael, they did not follow what their ancestor Yaakov, what their Zaydi Yaakov charged. It says, Ovru al Tzavos HaZaked, and they were punished. Says they were the court of the Rabbah, they were punished for this. And that's what Hoshea writes. And he says that was also the punishment of the Chashmonaim, Shemokhu Babai Shadi. So they were Chassid Elyon, they were pious people. And if not for them, Torah would have been forgotten from Israel. But their sins were that what? That they should not have taken the kingship. And that's why, says the Rabban, they were totally wiped out, the Chashmonaim. Also because they were Kohanim. But basically, the Rabban understands that Yaakov made, I'm not sure a promise, but a charge. He said, Yehuda is, I'm appointing him from the time that a king comes from Yehuda. No one else is allowed to be a king. And the Malchus Yisrael, the Chashmonaim, who violated that charge, were indeed punished. That's one way of understanding it. So the Rabbeinu Bachaye also understands that this is a promise of an eternal kingship. And he also understands Shiloh, right? A gift to him, right? It's a gift, right? Shiloh Mora, a gift to, I guess, to God who is feared. Or Shiloh, Shamalchus Shiloh, that his kingdom is his. So again, this is understanding that Ad ki avo Shiloh, that lo yoser shevet Yehuda, right? When it's Yavo Shiloh, when the Mashiach comes, However, he says a little bit different. He says ad is like la'ad, forever. It's, in other words, according to Rabbeinu Bachaye, you read this as lo yasu shem Yehuda b'chok b'yeg maglav la'ad, that the shevet, the kingship, will never leave Yehuda forever. When? Ki yavo shilo, once Mashiach comes. So Rabbeinu Bachaye basically said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Pachris hayomim. So when Mashiach comes, then, that's what he's saying here. V'yina kosu ki babo Mashiach, once Mashiach comes, lo ti pasik hamalchus mihuda la'ad lo'olam. Then all kings will be from Sheva Yehuda. So both Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachaye understand that the pasuk of lo yasu shem Yehuda b'chok b'yeg maglav is a charge, is talking about the future in eternal kingship. Ramban is saying, from the moment that there is a king from Yehuda, then all the kings have to be from Sheva Yehuda, and if it's not, Yaakov would say punishment will befall these people, and that's what happened. And Rabbeinu Bachaye says, no, it means that the king, there will be a king that will come from Yehuda that will remain forever when? In Yemos HaMashiach. So it's not a problem that there are other kings, because this promise starts in the time of Mashiach. Now, to Herbie's point, the Rashbam says that this promise was a very limited promise. According to the Rashbam, he says that that when Yaakov is promising his children, he said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Not in the Messianic era. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with their inyan gvurasav and achlasam. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the future, some point in the future. Their strengths, their inheritance. And the Rashbam says, lo yosu shev Yehuda, hamalchus, aniten lo lishtachvos lo, kol echav shtemasar. So the kingship that will be given to Yehuda, that all of his 12 brothers will bow down to him, lo tifsok b'yumenu kol oso agdula, this greatness will not leave him, v'lo mechoke gusro mizaro, and neither will a office rulership will not leave from his children, ad ki yavo Yehuda shilo, until Yehuda comes to Shiloh. Kalomar ad ki yavo melech Yehuda hu Rechavam ben Shlomo sheba lechadesh hamlucha b'Shiloh. Meaning what? I promise in the future that you're going to have a king from Yehuda until a king is coronated in Shiloh, which is close to Shechem. Aval Oz, but after that, Yasura Seres Hashvatim. Then the ten tribes will separate from him. V'yamlichu es Yerava. So Herbie had a different pshat. I guess I'm sure some of you would say that. But it's
It's not original.
No, that's not saying. I'm sure it's not. But it's the same idea. Is Shiloh, where Shabbat says Shiloh refers to where Rechava was coronated, or Achia Shiloni, which is when the kingdom split. Both whether you explain either way, it's talking about limited kingship. Yaakov is saying that Yehuda is going to be a leader for a certain, the king, he's going to be the king, or his descendants going to be the king, for a certain period of time. And that's it, until Rechavam, until Yeravam, until Achia Shiloni. And what does it mean, V'lo Yikas Amim? So we saw the Ramban, V'lo Yikas Amim, talking with the Mashiach, at a time when all the nations will be obedient to him. Says the Rashbam, he's saying, no, what's going to happen? Lo yosu shev Yehuda. So the kingship is not going to leave Sheva Yehuda until he comes to Shiloh, till Rechavam comes to Shiloh to be coronated. V'lo yikasamim, at a time when there will be a, what's yikasamim? Kavutza sa'umos. Sheyu kufufim tacha Shlomo Aviv. Niskapsu shom la hamlich Rechavam. Yikas from gathered, assembled. So when Rechavam came to Shechem, which is near Shiloh, all of Klal Yisrael came to gather by him to assemble. So lo yikasa means, meaning all the nations came to assemble to coronate Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. That's until that time, that's when the kingship will remain with Malch Yehuda. Short period of time. Just David, Shlomo, and Rechavam. Okay. A totally different...
It could be Haked Shinav.
Wait. We're getting there. Hold on, Baruch. Spoiler alert. That's the next shot. Lekach Tov is a totally different explanation. Till now, the promise, the charge, the nevuah dealing with Yehuda is all about political leadership. Says the Lekach Tov, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, Elu Sofrim Sheb Yehuda. This refers to the scribes of Yehuda. Umechokik V'Bein Raglav, Elu Yoshve Yavet Shemorin Halachos, the teachers. So in other words, what's it saying? The spiritual leadership won't leave Yehuda. Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, until, and right, Shiloh, Shasidim Umos Olam Lahavi Doranos L'Mashiach Ben David, that in, until, that the one who the tribute belongs, and in the future the nation of the world will bring the Mashiach Ben Yosef tribute, V'lo Yikas Amim, in the future Shasid LaHakos Shineim Shel Ovdei Kochavim, that the Mashiach will blunt the teeth of the idolaters. According to this explanation, we're saying that the scribes of Yehuda will, you know, that there will be scribes, spiritual leadership from Yehuda. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah identifies Lo Yosef Shem Yehuda Zo Sanhedrin Shehu Makev Veroda, referring to the rod of maybe education or judgment. Mechokik Bein Raglav, these are the two Sofrei Adayarim, the scribes of the judges who would sit next to him. So there's another school of thought that the blessing or the promise, the charge for Yehuda is that spiritual leadership will come from Shevet Yehuda. And perhaps it's even, we could even argue that the ideal type of leadership for Yehuda might have been a combination of both. Real Jewish leadership is not only about political power. When it comes to Jewish leadership, real leadership is the combination of political and religious leadership through Torah education and enforcement. If you think about the models of David and Shlomo, right? We have Shmuel Beis, Perches, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayimloch David al Kol Yisrael, Vayhi David Osa Mishpat Utzdaka L'Cholamo. That David HaMelech was the king, he was the political leader, but he wasn't just the political leader. He also engaged in Mishpat and Tzedakah, just Radak. It's an explanation. He was a shofet. He actually was the judicial leader. And we may like, you know, separation of powers because we're nervous about too much power being centralized. But in an ideal world, there's a fusion of political and educational and spiritual leadership all combined in Sheva Yehuda, in David HaMelech, and certainly Shlomo, right? Shlomo the famous with the two women coming before him, right? With the baby, his baby's mind, cut the baby in half, right? So both of them were not only political leaders, but they were judicial leaders, spiritual leaders as well. And I would even argue that Yaakov Avinu may have seen this as well. We know from last week's Parsha, in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Chav Ches, the pasuk says Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Yosef LeHoros Lefanav Goshna, that Yaakov sends Yehuda ahead to LeHoros to show before him Goshen. What's LeHoros? So on a simple level, Rashi explains Lifnos LoMakom, to find a place for LeHoros Hech Yishashipo. So Yehuda was there as the leader of the brothers, to try to organize where everyone's going to live, where everyone's going to settle. But of course we have, or before, at least before Yaakov, where Yaakov's going to settle. But of course we have the famous Midrash that says, Lahoros, it's missing a Vav. And so Lahoros, without the Vav, you mix around the letters, you get the word Torah. That's what Sifsi Chachamim explains. And it's to, so that's why the Midrash says, Lahoros lefad of l'takilo beis tamud, shemisham teitzorah. Yehuda came to establish a place of Torah study, of spiritual leadership. So Yaakov may have even seen ahead that Yehuda was someone who would not only arrange taking care of his brother's political leadership, arranging, organizing, but also spiritual leadership. And the bracha of the Jewish nation, perhaps, and what Yaakov is teaching through Yehuda, is actually a fusion of power and spiritual leadership. In practice, maybe at times, we need a division of powers, but the goal ultimately is fusion, if it's possible, and that fusion is reflected in Yaakov's blessing to Yehuda.